Hey, what's going on, everybody? Andrew here, back for another day of SaberSims DFS Office Hours. For those of you who are new here, welcome. It's a show where users ask questions and I help to get them answers about DFS, SaberSim, any and all of the above here. Looking ahead, we have a four-game early MLB slate already underway. Hope you guys stack the Braves. And then we have a six-game MLB main slate, but probably more on the forefront of people's minds is Thursday night football between the Patriots and the Jets. So should be a fun one here. If you guys want to ask questions, you can ask questions one of three ways. Ask them in the Discord, in the Office Hours channel. You can post them live in the YouTube chat, or you can send them in to our support at sabersim.com email address, and we can field questions from there. But should be a fun day of DFS here, and excited to jump in and start answering some questions. So we do this show Monday through Friday, 4 p.m. Eastern. We do the show on Saturdays at 12:30 p.m. Eastern. So plenty of ways to ask questions and get some answers. But with that said, let's get SaberSim pulled up. And we'll probably spend our day here looking at the NFL Thursday night football showdown. More than likely, most people will be playing this and wanting to build lineups for it. So a couple questions to get us started. A little bit more in detail, in-depth questions here. So let's start with this one. I'm new to playing FanDuel, and especially late swapping on FanDuel. The last couple of times I did a late swap, FanDuel only allowed a portion of my lineups, but on Saber, it seemed to change my team stacks quite a bit. I did the late swap early in the slate. Can you demo how to do a late swap on FanDuel and explain how SaberSim handles the timing in relation to the start time for the next game in the slate? Okay, so I actually have an entries file for FanDuel NFL Monday to Thursday. So let's pull that up. And let me pull up my whole screen here as well, just so I can demo this in more real time. All right. So the Monday through Thursday lobby on FanDuel isn't particularly healthy, but there's still some good contests there. So what I'm going to do first, so you got to go to this live tab, right? You got to go to live. And then bring that into SaberSim. What did I do? I think I only shared FanDuel. Let's share whole screen. All right, so got the entry file from here, downloaded it to my computer, dragged it into SaberSim. So now these are the contests that I have over on FanDuel, right? So then what I do is I come in here and I do a late swap. I'm just going to click Use Defaults. So swaps per lineup is going to be default 10. I'm just going to do 5, just save a little bit of time here. Don't need to do anything else on FanDuel. You don't have to make 2 adjustments, 2 projections in order to run a late swap. So I'm going to hit that and then kick this off. So late swap is now done. What I would do here is run my contest sims to update for all of the, at least the actual points on FanDuel, right? So we don't have live contest data as far as ownership and things like that, but it's still important to know, like, hey, you know, this lineup has Drake London and, you know, he actually scored 14.4 points as opposed to like 11.2, right? So that information is rather important on FanDuel, right? So good to know those actual scores. So running the contest sim, going to go and switch to the way I like to do this is target ROI, and I like to use autofill. So it's going to understand what lineups are in which contest. So I'm going to go to this like sorting method up here, go to target ROI, and it'll change it for every contest. So now let's get handled on like a contest by contest basis. And the other thing I like to do, always sort by prize pool. So let's say that, you know, one swap is the best lineup for multiple options that you have. Well, you want it to go into your highest price pool contest. But after that, not doing anything else here, right? Method is going to be frozen on late swap, which is correct. Click save, save 22 lineups, download. Looks like open DFS site on download is on, so I can toggle that off. Go back to FanDuel, click choose file, edit. Okay, so looks like something's off here. So this is probably what people are experiencing. So what I would do, try again. Okay, go back, re-upload, fresh late swap build. So what I will say is that I know that there have been a number of like late swap issue reports. Just so you guys know, team does take those serious and we are looking into them. And I heard that there might be some changes coming very soon to address some of those issues. We did one today that addressed the contest sims and like contest sims not completing. So team's working hard on all these things, trying to make sure that the process is smooth and easy for you guys. So apologies in the meantime, but I think some big changes are coming around that. That should negate some of these errors. But best thing, re-upload, new swap build. You'll see the other one goes, like, I don't know, extinct or irrelevant, whatever you want to call it, with the exclamation point. And then we just open up a fresh one. Okay. Contest sims finished. Switch to ROI. Click save. Try again. All right. So it worked the second time, right? So for whatever reason, I had to pull in the file that second time and get it to work. But that's some good troubleshooting, right? Contest tab, re-upload, fresh swap build, rerun the process. The sites get back in sync, and then we're all set. So that's the way I would be doing late swaps on FanDuel. All right. So let's go back to just SaberSim. But expect a little more communication around late swap in general coming up here. All right. Question, I found yesterday's office hours discussion about changing ownership to reflect the level of competition very interesting. Default is flagship MME versus, say, playing the Minimax would be low stakes MME. Can you briefly describe how SaberSim comes up with the differences in the different levels of ownership for stakes? Besides the example you gave, a rule for some ownership obviously would be affected. Would changing it make any other difference you can think of in terms of SS builds? So let's answer the second part first. As far as building lineups go, we're not taking ownership into account, so it has no effect on lineup creation. Back in the day, a couple years ago, we used to have an ownership fade slider, but we stopped. We got rid of the slider, and we only account for ownership after in the lineup grading process. So as far as the lineup creation process, not going to have an effect changing your sum ownership for players there. It will only affect lineup grading. Now, as far as the first part, you know, where these different options come from and stuff, one of the best resources, which is where I pointed this user, but I want to call it out for others as well. So this is our Saber School. I don't know how much we've promoted it. Maybe not enough, right? But we've been, you know, slowly building this out. All of our recent videos are here. SaberSim 101 is for, you know, getting a handle on DFS in general and just kind of understanding the basics. And then we have our more like strategy focus, how to beat videos. And then we have our ultimate exclusive content, right? If you're on ultimate, you'll have access to this option here. We have our office hours channels as well, our office hours videos. So the ultimate exclusive content, we did a video a little while back where I interviewed Eric, one of our data scientists who basically spearheaded the field lineup project, getting our ownership sources from one ownership set to 13. And that's going to be this video here, what our field lineups. So if you have access to that ultimate exclusive content, want to learn more about the different sets of field lineups, I would check out this video where Eric goes super in depth. Was really happy to have him on and, you know, hear about the project and how all of that worked out. So check out that video if you have questions around field lineups. All right, next question. You probably talked about it a lot over the last weeks, but can you briefly touch on the direct fill and the new Saber Sim? Again, I want to use always the most sim optimal lineup in each contest, even if that means it will get duped in my portfolio across different contests. So I sort by that specific contest sim ROI, not using target ROI, and then using rank while having remove from pull turned off. See screenshot, but still with the above settings, it's skipping some lineups that have a higher contest ROI than others. Okay, so I did a demo of this for the weekend here. I'll basically just do the same demo, but these are good questions, right? And these things are important to know. So what I did was I went and got an entries file for owner's box. So I have three contests here, right, in this demo. 16 entries, three entries, three entries. Now let's go whip up some lineups real quick. So basically the question is, how do I get one lineup into all three contests, right? That is effectively what we're trying to do. But we only want that one specific lineup and no other lineups, right? We only want to duplicate one. So we'll talk about how to do that here. All right, so let's say that, you know, and we could use Saber Score for this example. Doesn't really matter. Or, you know what, let's use Contest Sims. Contest Sims will be better. Oh, actually, I don't have any set up. Let's set up a default one. Call this one. Say this one has 330, 20. Sure. And then the second one, call this two. Say it has 200, 25, 20, sure. And then last one, three. Say it has 100 people, 20, 25, three. All right, so we got three contest sims set up here at the moment, right? So I'm going to go to my build, back to my build. And we're going to let this sim run. All right, so sim is done. So let's say that, you know, we're going through here. We're looking at our top 22 lineups because right now we're looking at all the contests together and we're using unique rank. So it's going to add up all the entries. So 16 plus 3 plus 3 is 20. Lineup 11 is just speaking to me. You know, this is the one, right? So I'm going through here and I really like lineup 11, right? Well, if I lock it and I use direct fill and I have all three contests selected, it will be used one time because it's going to fill all of them as a group. So it will make sure that the lineup is used once, but it will not be used in each contest. It will be used once across the whole set, right? Now, I think the tricky part is, let's say you go to autofill, right? If I'm in autofill and I am using, you know, unique rank. So basically what happens here, you know, in autofill, what we're doing is we're unchecking all the contests. We're checking one, we're filling it. We're unchecking it, we're checking the next one, we're filling it, right? Like that's the process here. So unfortunately, the unique rank outweighs the lineup lock. So the unique rank will take the lineups out and that will be prioritized over the locking of the lineup. So if you are in autofill, you cannot do what I'm describing right now. So locking a lineup will not put a lineup into every contest one time. So you're going to have to use direct fill for this. So what I would do is I would go to my direct fill, and then I would just choose one contest at a time, right? So we start with 16. We go, we find our lineup, you know, lineup 11. It makes sense that it's part of the 16. Okay, great. We save it, right? Even if we change this to, you know, target contest ROI, it's still going to be here no matter what, even if it's lower ranked, right? And it's still right here. So then I click save. It's going to save 16 lineups to one contest. Now what I do is I uncheck that contest. I go to the next one. Well, even though it's lineup 11, it's going to go 1 to 11, right? It's going to prioritize that one lineup over others. I click save. And then I go and I do it again. And then now for the third contest, lineup 1, lineup 2, lineup 11, right? And then save again. So when you do it like this, you're going to, that lock is going to be prioritized, and you're going to be able to save that one lineup over and over again. So if you're locking lineups, use direct fill. If you lock a lineup and try and use autofill, it will not get the lineup into every contest, since the locking gets overridden by the unique rank and autofill. So that's what's going on there. All right, jumping over the YouTube chat. Question from Michael. Michael said, when late swapping on the old app, the lineup count would autocorrect to the number of swaps available. On the new app, if I set lineup count to 500, it doesn't autocorrect. What is the recommended approach? All right, so let's go back to Monday to Thursday so we can see what this looks like. So let's just open up fresh swap build. All right, so I have 22 lineups. Say I set this to 1,000. And let's build it. Let's see what actually happens. My assumption is that the lineups is maxing out at 5,000 still. So it's basically saying, hey, we're only going to build 5,000. It's just not auto-correcting what the new number of swaps per lineup is. So it's fine to just max it out and then click build, and then it will build however many are available. But the number itself is not auto-correcting. So that's probably more along the lines of a bug here. And because there's only one game left, it's not getting to all of the possible options here. So it looked like it did 100 swaps per lineup rather than more. But I'll just make a quick note for our team here. But I would just max it out, let lineups equal 5,000 and build it, and it'll act the same way. Swaps per lineup does not revert back to achievable number when set to a number higher than the 5K pool allows, still builds up to 5K lineups. Just don't know actual swaps per lineup number. And it's possible that the team knows about this, but this seems like a pretty minor thing. So it just might not have been prioritized yet, but at least we know it's working right. All right. Question from Peter. Could you show me how to make a group in MLB that would require one-offs to project for at least 7 points? I want to use a custom metric, but figured 7 points would be easier for the example. Something like, if projected for less than 7 points, must stack with at least 3 teammates. Yeah, for sure. So let's go to the main slate MLB for today. So we got the 6-game slate coming up. So I would do this as a pre-build rule. And so I would go to rules. I would go to add new rule. I would go to group automatic. And then I would change use to if. So what I'm going to say is if at least one. I got to add a requirement here that says my projection less than 7. So what I'm saying is if at least one player on a team who is a position player who is also projected for less than 7 points is used, then I want to use at least, and let's say, you know, you want it to be at minimum a 3 stack. Then use at least 2 on the same team and then check the positions. So this would effectively be the rule here. And once you do that, you know, that should work. If you want to adjust it, you can adjust based on basically everything here in this dropdown. I don't know if custom data automatically gets added to this, if you're like uploading custom data or something like that, but it would have to be a pre-build rule and have something from this. Michael said, okay, thanks. Just want to make sure I wasn't doing it incorrectly. For sure. Yeah, you're all good, man. Good luck today. All right. So caught up here with questions in the Discord first sweep and the YouTube chat. So let's jump back to the Discord. See if there's any more questions rolling in here while we were answering those. And doesn't look like it. We do have our build review show going live at 5 p.m. Eastern here, so about 35 minutes away. We do have a couple of people to get to from yesterday. Apologies for having to cancel the show yesterday. We were having some issues that were Google related, and those have all been resolved. So we should be able to do the build review show today without any issues, but appreciate everybody tuning in. I will see you all in about 30 minutes. So until then, take care. Good luck. Thanks. Bye.